Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Paul and Jordana and DJ and the Lieutenant Governor, Peggy Flanagan in studio. Great to have you here, Lieutenant Governor.
Thanks so much for having me. I'm happy to be here.
We have much to discuss. There is Ukraine. There are teacher strikes. There is much to discuss. But before we go any further, Lieutenant Governor, did Paul Douglas come to your elementary school when you were a child to talk about weather?
He did.
Oh my God, I'm dead.
And it's a core childhood memory.
You poor thing. Really?
We say this as a joke. Like Paul always says, oh, did I come to your kindergarten classroom? And people are like, yes, you did.
Absolutely.
Do you remember what he talked
about? Was it the tornado talk?
It was the severe weather talk.
Okay.
And so I was in Miss Gustafson's sixth grade class at Cedar Manor Elementary School in St. Louis Park. We were all very excited that you were going to be there. And I remember that you taught us what to do if we thought we were about to be struck by lightning.
Oh, well, that's a nice
so,
skill.
That comes in handy every now and then.
It's probably why I'm still alive today.
Really?
So, Paul, thank you for your service.
I love everything about this.
Lieutenant Governor, I'm happy I could help. I'm gratified. Mortified too, but
no, but you've done well. She hasn't been struck by lightning.
That's right. See, it worked. It worked.
And like I know you were 15 years old when you came to my class.
I was. Yeah, I was. I looked like I was 15.
Generous. Yes.
Hey, can we talk a little bit about what you were doing today? Huntington Place, Brooklyn Park, $100 million investment in safe and affordable housing.
Yeah.
What that would mean for Minnesotans. Talk about the initiative for affordable housing.
Sure. So in our budget to move Minnesota forward, Governor Walz and I have included $100 billion to go towards safe and affordable housing, also making sure that our relatives experiencing homelessness have additional support. We have to look at the full spectrum. But today was super exciting. We were at Huntington Place with an organization called Aon. They purchased Huntington Place. And what it is naturally occurring affordable housing. It was built in the 60s. You know, some of the units are in disrepair, but they're affordable and they want to keep them affordable. And that's where we come in of making that investment. It means over 2,000 units across the state could continue to be affordable. And this isn't just a Brooklyn Park issue or a, you know, Minneapolis issue. This is happening all across the state. So that $100 million, and this is the first time ever that an administration has put forward $100 million for naturally occurring affordable housing, or NOAA, as we call it. And we met with some of the residents there who are proud of where they live, of their community, of their home. And as someone who grew up on Section 8, you know, the apartment where we lived, it wasn't much, but it was our home. And that's safety and that stability. Every family across Minnesota should feel that too.
Oh, a couple of questions. When you say naturally occurring, that just means that many low-income folks happen to live in the same apartment building?
Yes. Okay. And so it's housing that's built in, you know, the 50s or 60s. It's affordable because it's older. And so just making sure that we're maintaining the units there. Right now, Ann said, I think, at Huntington Place, the average rent is about $925, which, as we know, that matters tremendously. 25% of the people who live there receive some kind of subsidy or support, but they want to make sure that they're increasing security, amenities, without pushing people out. They want to stay in the neighborhood and in that community.
Paul, I'm just going to ask a follow-up, and then I promise we'll get to Ukraine. But speaking of that, we obviously know we have a homeless problem here in Minnesota. We're seeing, you know, these pop-up tent cities, which are very dangerous. Other than situations like this at Huntington, what is the administration planning? Is there something going on with downtown, some empty buildings down here? What's the plan?
Sure. So I'm the co-chair of our unsheltered housing work in the state. And I can tell you that this has been an incredibly important issue, but the pandemic really exposed and exacerbated this issue for so many folks across the state. So we put forward a significant investment, hundreds of millions of dollars in emergency services grants to shelter providers across the state who can hire additional staff, make sure that, especially during the heat of the pandemic, people could isolate if they needed to. That was an issue. We told people to stay home. If you don't have a home, that's a problem. But, you know, we're taking this really seriously, working with our partners in cities and counties across the state. Homelessness is everywhere. It just looks a little bit different depending on where you live. And so meeting the immediate needs of folks who are in crisis, who are sleeping outside, and then making sure that we're giving them the support, the services, you know, for our neighbors who are battling addiction, that we're giving them the support there so we get people stably housed, we can keep them in that housing, and then eventually, you know, can start looking at, you know, improving home ownership, especially in communities of color where we know we have a significant disparities in our state.
Lieutenant Governor Peggy Flanagan, thank you for joining us. Stick around. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we want to talk about how the state is supporting Ukraine, what we are doing, what other Minnesotans can do to show their support, the latest on the pandemic. And I hear, there's an election, isn't there, later this year?
Really? I haven't heard. I don't know anything about that.
I don't know if there's anything you can or will say, but we'll at least try when we come back on CCO. Paula Giordana, true story, when I came to Peggy Flanagan, Lieutenant Governor Peggy Flanagan's sixth grade classroom. I think, if I recall, it may be brain fog, but I think I singled you out and said, you, young lady, are going to go far. You're going to do well. I got that right.
That's exactly right. And you were like, you know, I know it's every little girl's dream to grow up to be the second most powerful person in the state of Minnesota. And the seed was planted, and here I am.
Yes. Very proud of you. Very proud of you. Talk a little bit about Ukraine. I feel a sense of helplessness. I think many of us are donating money. It doesn't seem like enough. Watching this country that has democratic ideals, a sovereign, independent state that wants self-determination, democracy, the same things we have.
Yeah.
They want what we have. And to watch what they are going through, being overtaken, overrun by invaders, by Russia. What is the state of Minnesota doing today? what might we do in the future, and what can listeners do to be part of the solution to help our brothers and sisters in Ukraine?
Certainly. And, you know, Paul, Jordana, I have felt that same helplessness. And I think in many ways, as a mom of a nine-year-old, I'm just watching these mothers just cling to their children as the attacks are occurring. And so in some ways, I'm glad that we can see the human face of this issue because it is encouraging us to act. So there's some things that we've done so far in Minnesota. The governor and I have spent time with the Ukrainian community here. It's pretty significant, and there is a large Ukrainian footprint. We are so blessed to have this community here. We met with leaders at St. Constantine's Catholic Church, have been able to talk to folks about, you know, what is happening back in Ukraine with their with the folks that they are in contact with. And we've been trying to make sure that we have an executive order, and I want to make sure that I get the number right here, 2203, which condemns Russian aggression against Ukraine and supports the people of Ukraine by requiring that our state agencies terminate existing contracts with Russian entities and refraining from entering into future contracts with Russian entities. The other thing that we've done, the governor sent a letter to the legislature asking them to divest from Russia. And I know that there is a bipartisan effort that is occurring now to make sure that happens. And then I would just say, you know, we are very clear that Minnesota has a long legacy of welcoming refugees. It's just part of our DNA. It's part of who we are. And so, you know, we want to make sure that we're working with the State Department, we're working with the Biden administration to say that, you know, there's a strong community here. We're ready. We have been helping to settle Afghan refugees, and we can open our hearts and our communities to our Ukrainian brothers and sisters who also need us. And there's lots of opportunities here, you know, Paul, as you mentioned, to make sure that we are connecting with, you know, our Ukrainian cultural center here. There are in Northeast, you can get pierogies and fish fries. And, you know, my husband and I just went down to the church and got pierogies for lunch the other day. It was packed. There was a line out the door because so many people want to help, and you can donate those dollars too. And, you know, I just personally have to say that a big part of, you know, what we have focused on and my family is focused on too is just keeping the people of Ukraine in our prayers too. And I think that's powerful as well.
Well, I'm glad to hear there are some sanctions and some divestment, at least on the part of policymakers. We have adopted a family, Mark and Dasha Lawson, who listened to our show and texted us, and her sister is in Ukraine and her mother as well. And Paul reached out to Tina Smith's office to hopefully get them, help them get here. But the problem is these people don't have visas or passports because they weren't planning on traveling. Is there any way to cut through any kind of bureaucratic red tape on our end?
You know, I think working with Senator Smith's office, Senator Klobuchar as well, I know that it's been hard for folks to get, you know, to Poland to get their visas. And, you know, this just continues to be, you know, just really important for us to keep in communication with our federal delegation, letting them know how important it is that we have family all over the place. And I know that, you know, these stories, what we're hearing, I'm sure it has been gut-wrenching for you to hear about just how folks are struggling over there. But we will continue to use our platform, you know, the power of the governor's office to push to do what we can for the people of Ukraine.
Lieutenant Governor, I'm just curious. COVID-19, the pandemic, things seem to be on a good track right now. With the benefit of 2020 hindsight, and people have been second-guessing me for the better part of 45 years with my career. Is there anything, and I'm sure you've had private conversations, maybe you're not at liberty to share with Governor Walz, but anything you would do differently, anything you've learned, anything, any good that can come of this terrible pandemic for the last 2 years? What, if anything, would you do different?
I think, you know, hindsight is 2020, but we really tried to do the best that we could with the information that we had and with, you know, the data that we're getting, the science. You know, we've been trying to follow that since the very beginning. We now have the tools needed to respond to COVID, and that means vaccines, boosters, testing, and those were tools that we simply didn't have at the beginning. As someone who lost a sibling early on to COVID-19, that is the lens through which I've seen this entire pandemic. And I know the people have experienced tremendous loss. We have to keep being, you know, vigilant if we have another surge to take care of ourselves and take care of each other. But the good news is that we have the tools to do it.
Yeah.
Sorry about your sibling. Sorry
Thank
about
you.
That. Just, I know you have to go in 1 minute. You have some advice or for the Minneapolis teachers, the school board, how can we solve this problem?
So, you know, as a recovering Minneapolis school board member, I can tell you that it is so clear to me how much passion and conviction everyone has on both sides of this issue, and in particular for our young people. So we need our kiddos to be back in school. We also need to make sure that our teachers and ESPs, our paras who do this one-on-one or two-to-one work every day, are being compensated and that their work is being valued. So it's time to just stay at the table and get this done for our kids in Minneapolis. They deserve it.
Lieutenant Governor Peggy Flanagan, thanks for stopping by the studio. Wish you the best. Say hi to the governor for us.
You got it. Thanks so much.
Thank you. Safe travels.
Thank you. And this was being live streamed on the CCO Facebook and Twitter, and you'll see it again at P. Douglas Weather and at Jordana WCCO. We'll be right back. Do you have the new iOS update, 15.4?
I have 1.3. Should I be upgrading my... I'm afraid to upgrade anything.
A little behind the times there.
Really? Okay, maybe I should upgrade.
And David, are those updates the same for Android, or are they different? Like, do you get new emojis?
I look like someone who uses emojis, Jordana?
Just wait till your girls are texting. Wait till your girls are old enough.
Yeah,
you're going to be all over texting.
I use that thumbs up emoji all the time, but other than that, no.
So that's what we're talking about today. That's our quiz. There have been 37 new emojis that have been rolled out with the new update at the 15.4 iOS. And some of them are, I mean, questionable. Like, what are we doing? And what would somebody need these? So today's quiz is it a real emoji or did Jordana make it up?
Okay.
Okay.
Well, this should be easy.
You would think. You would think it would be
nothing is easy. Yeah.
Okay, guys, and you can play against each other. It's hard to talk about emojis on the radio because, you know, visuals, but whatever. Half melted smiley face. Did Jordana make up the half melting smiley face, or is it a real emoji?
I think that's true. I mean, for a hot day, if you're really sweating and you're melting down, to me, that one would make sense, especially for people living in Orlando and Atlanta and Scottsdale.
I was thinking of more like the melting face, like from the Indiana Jones movie when he sees the Lost Ark for the first time and his whole face like disintegrates.
But when
that
would
scene?
You use that in the real world when you're seeing a Lost Ark? How many times have you seen a Lost Ark?
How many times has your face literally melted off?
Well, there were a couple of times last summer where I think I took a couple of layers off. Yeah.
I also think it's real, though.
It's real. Both of you. God, it took a long time to get there.
Which one is it, though? Is it like a melting from heat, or what is it?
It is not the Raiders of the Lost Ark. It is just the smiley face tilted on his side, and like the bottom of his chin is sort of slowly melting into the ground. But he's not like schwitzing. Like, he doesn't have like sweat beads. But it's, again, I don't know what the purpose of this melting face would be, but...
To remind us that the planet is warming. Yeah.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast. And if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a 2 minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
So, I think Jordana should have to use these in a text, like tell us what text you would send with that in there.
And I guess that would be like if you're hot, right? I mean, yep. I guess that would be the only
one.
Okay. Pregnant man. Is a pregnant man emoji a real emoji, or did Jordana make that up?
I'm having trouble keeping up.
Mm-hmm. Fake.
I think it's fake, too.
It's real.
What?
I don't know why, because that's not something you see all the time. So why would you have to use that? But there is a pregnant man emoji, and that's what it's intended to be, according to the Emoji Consortium. So I'm not appropriating gender or culture here. It's supposed to be a pregnant man.
How would you use that in a text, Jordana?
That's where you've stumped me, my friend.
I think you could use it once.
You have stumped me. Absolutely.
Okay.
Troll is a troll, a new emoji. And I'm not talking about like the movie with the cute little hair trolls. I'm talking about the troll that lives under the bridge that you have to guess the riddle before you cross.
A troll. I mean, there's so many trolls online. There are trolls everywhere.
Kind.
And it wouldn't surprise me that with all the trolling that's going on, especially social media, that somebody came up with an emoji for that. So I'm going to go, yeah, that's real.
No, that's totally fake.
The troll is real.
What?
Yeah, and he's really ugly, too. He's got, like, this giant bushy beard and, like, kind of a Poseidon trident, and he's
really?
A little scary.
So wait, we get all these? If you have the iPhone, you've already, and you upgraded?
Yeah,
you've got all these?
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
Mm-hmm.
I have to look for this.
Mm-hmm. Here's a twofer.
Okay.
Did I make these up, or do these exist? A nest with actual eggs, and then a nest with no eggs, so it's empty. I'm talking about like a bird's nest. Are they real, or did I make them up?
Dina.
Esther.
Yeah, that's real. I think that's real.
I'm going to say no.
It's real. Is and it? I could see the empty nester. You know, yeah. I could see where that yeah. would be real. But the nest with eggs, like, okay. I mean, how much are we texting that? Why are we emojiing that?
Know.
Yeah. So anyway. Disco ball. Is a disco ball real, or is that just one Jordana wishes was real?
As somebody who dated a disco instructor, I hope that one's
which
real.
Which Lori was that?
No, this was not. Her name was Kim.
Oh, wow.
And she lived in Pittsburgh.
All right. Taking notes.
Yeah. I'm going to go real.
No, that's fake. You made that up.
A disco ball is real. Which I'm really excited about. I'm totally, I use that one of the dancing, the disco dancing, but I'm totally using the disco ball.
Is this like the quiz Paul gave where it was like true or false, but they were all true?
It might be. It might be. Because they're fun.
Because you didn't expect that. But you're still bitter
they're
from that.
They're fun. Okay, yeah, and now that I've said that, I might throw you a loop. Okay. COVID-19 vaccination card.
Oh.
Is that a real emoji or did Jordana make that up?
I'm going to go. I think that's fake because I think the emojis, they try to make them sort of timeless.
Oh.
They make it something that's going to make sense today and next year and 10 years from now. And I think that's too timely.
A vaccination?
COVID-19 vaccination card. You know, like your card that you get when you get a vaccine. Is that an emoji or did I make that up? It's not that hard, Paul.
I think you made that up.
I did make it up. See, David, they're not all
okay.
They're
okay.
not all real. I did absolutely make it up.
Paul is kicking DJ's butt today.
All right, so here's a fun one because I have.
Wait, I got that one right. And then you just piggybacked on me. Okay.
Oh.
A blood transfusion emoji.
Are you kidding?
A blood transfusion, like a blood donation or a blood like a bag with a hanging a blood transfusion emoji. Is it real or is it fake?
I'm going to go, that's fake.
Real.
It's fake.
Ah.
But the reason I made that up is because I was inspired by the actual real emoji that is an X-ray.
Oh.
It's an X-ray of a chest, like a skeleton, but of an upper chest. Mm-hmm. So, again, getting an X-ray to see if I have pneumonia, here's the emoji for it. I don't know when you would use that, but that's real.
That's weird.
That's real. Let's see if I can do one more. Low battery emoji. Did that exist before now, or is that new?
Look, with all the battery issues that we have with our laptops, our toys, our screens, our phones, our gadgets, our headphones, I think that's real.
Well, I think you gave it away. I think that existed before.
It's new.
What?
It's new. I know. I was surprised, too. And then there's another one. Can you guys explain this one to me? I didn't even know how to describe it. It's a face, so it's a face emoji, but it has a dotted line that is made up of the outside of the face. You know, like a...
Yeah.
Am I describing that right here? Look at it, Paul. It's a dotted line face. Why would somebody use that
emoji? Is it
emoji?
A ghost? A ghost?
No.
It's transparent.
It's called dotted line face, but I don't know why anybody would use this. What we need is an emoji expert to then... translate how
maybe
we would use
you that. Know what we need? We need to put our phones down.
Yes.
Okay.
All right. Get off my lawn, you two.
Well,
there are some other really fun ones, you know, like the hands making a heart symbol, like very Justin Bieber. Biting lip is a little sexy. And then this is questionable. There are beans, like a, you know, like black beans or brown beans.
What do you have against beans?
No, why, is that what we're doing? That we're saying, here's my Chipotle order, add beans? Like,
I'm very pro bean.
Thought that was a strange one. So that's it. I think you did okay. I wasn't keeping track.
I think I beat
David. How did you do?
Paul killed me. But I want to know what the last emoji you used was.
Ooh.
What's the last emoji you sent?
I don't know. Sent? I mean, mine
or received? Or I don't
I
know.
Like, do like the thumbs up or the heart because those are the go-tos. And those
you
are
know
the
what
easiest.
I end up doing is. Like when I send a text to you guys, you both have an iPhone and you react to it, right? You like it or you respond.
You put a thumbs up.
Yeah, but my Androids don't do that.
So how does it come up?
It sends me another text that says, Jordana just thumbs up your text. And I can't like yours. So that's what the thumbs up is for, is I do that instead of the like. But it's super annoying. Apple is super annoying. Because they
okay, maybe Android is annoying.
No, because Android is playing with everybody, and Apple's creating a new feature and then not sharing it with anybody.
Can't we all just get along? I mean, really?
Yeah, that would be annoying. Does it matter? David.
Does it really matter?
Well, you guys did okay. So there's some new emojis out there. There's a glass of water that's pouring out liquid. There is an injection. There is a many, many multiracial handshakes, many different colors of skin now, because there's so many different colors of skin that you can choose from that are shaking hands. There's a Hamza, the Middle Eastern hand with the evil eye in the middle. There's tons of new emojis. Hey, they're kind of fun.
When you talked about beans, it reminded me of something. You know what happens when when you pass gas? And there's no sound. You know what that's called?
Silent but deadly.
You're Putin. You can use that, and I hope it goes viral. I do.
Nobody is
not
using
the actual
that.
Putin, but calling it. Yeah, you're Putin.
Oh my God!
Think about it.
Mike Max is up next on CCO.
Maxi Sports brought to you by the John Schuster Group at Coldwell Banker Real Estate. The Wolves hosting the Lakers tonight. And Maxi, you probably know this. You usually get there long before I do. But Cat, Monday night, 60 points against the Spurs and Greg Popovich. It happened on the same day 2 years ago that his parents were hospitalized with COVID. Yeah. His mom, Jacqueline Cruz, died 1 month later. Kat said, I say this, no matter what life throws at you, you can always come out of it stronger. So I'm thinking that 60 points, that was a tribute to his mom.
I mean, it was, but I mean, things had to fall right. They don't just hand you 60. You know, he got hot in the third quarter, but they were trying to defend him. So, I mean, it wasn't like he can just will himself to 60-point games in that league. If they want to take it away from you, they can take anything they want away from you. And then they kind of shut him down in the fourth quarter, or he had 65 or 70 the way he was going. But that was an awful time. Basketball had been shut down. I remember that Friday night they said the Utah game got called off, and everybody knew, because we were on pins and needles, that if one game gets called off, they're all getting called off, and they did. And spring training got disbanded, and everything just happened in 24 hours. You know, they're canceling the Masters. All these things are happening, and then his mother and father both get COVID. They were both very sick in the hospital. His father, his high school basketball coach, his mother, obviously a big part of his life, and you heard they were hospitalized, but we were so new to this, we weren't sure what that meant, you know, ventilators and this and that. And his dad came out of it and still travels and goes to a lot of games and watches Carl play. Mom, unfortunately, did not. She was, anybody that was around them knows, she was the heart and soul of that family. Yeah. And had a chance to spend some time with them together when he first came here doing some stories. And she was it, man. He deferred to her, and you could see the relationship, how strong it was. So that was really the first glimpse into how serious this was, I think, for a lot of us when we saw that it took her life.
So sad.
Yeah.
We're downtown here in the studio, and it looks busy downtown.
What are you doing down there?
Well, we thought we'd give it a shot.
Yeah. Come in. Yeah.
It's kind of weird, though. I go back periodically, and it's just kind of different, isn't it? Because there's just not that
it's
many
a different
people
vibe.
The building, you know?
It's going to change, I think, as things warm up.
I go up to get a candy bar, and I think, well, if nobody's been in the building, how old are these candy bars?
They're old, my friend.
Good point.
They're old.
You might chip a tooth.
But my point is that a lot of people are downtown because, you know, Wolves host the Lakers tonight. I mean, this is a hot ticket.
Yeah, it's a fun night because it's nice outside and it's light, you know, to tip off. And it's been, it's been such a cold winter to walk over there with no skyway for people. It's just been treacherous because it's been so darn cold so many nights that they've played, and it's dark and all those things. Tonight that'll get lifted a little bit. And, they'll be the favorites against the Lakers. Lakers are struggling. And Michael Thompson on the day and Boo Richardson last night. And Michael calls their games. Of course, his son is Clay Thompson, who plays for Golden State. And Michael said they don't defend. The Lakers are terrible on defense, he said. And I don't know that they can fix it because we kept thinking they'd fix it and they still haven't fixed it. But he says they are easy to score on. And so the Wolves, who are offensive-minded, will score a lot of points tonight.
It's time for a new dynasty. The Lakers had their time.
Be careful, though, because then all of a sudden they get somebody to come out and save the franchise again. LeBron did it. Shaq did it. I mean, you know, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar did it. You know, all of a sudden you think they're, and then they get that one key player and it changes everything.
Talk about the Wild. I noticed Kirill Kaprizov basically issuing a challenge to his teammates. I mean, he sounded pissed. He's like, guys, we got to get it together.
Well, you do what you got to do right now. Dean Evason's even more upset, the head coach, and he said, you know, we're trying everything and seeing if something sticks on the wall right now, basically. But he said, we're not sitting pat. We're not trying to do what we've done and expect results to be different. But they got a goal. Well, first of all, Kaprizov and his offensive-minded forwards have been just okay, not great. And so that's a part of it. Part of the reason that they've been just okay is they've been on their heels so much, and then goaltending has let them down, you know, game after game, and some of that's the blue line, but some of it's flat out, you got to make saves. So they're up against it. Boston has a good team, too. Boston comes in here, they, you know, good record, strong out of the East, don't see them very often, all those things. So this will be a big test for them tonight, especially since there are people that Bill Guerin, I'm sure, is making decisions on with the trade deadline coming up. Specifically, does he have to go out and get a goalie? And that assessment is almost on a period-by-period basis right now.
Wow. Okay.
And super exciting that the Twins' first preseason game tomorrow at noon on WCCO.
Yep. Right here, right?
Yeah. Fun.
First pitch about noon, yeah. I'm going to go down there on Sunday night and be down there next week. But, it's not much of a warm-up. I mean, they've been in camp for 3 days and they're playing a game. So I hope these pitchers threw a lot in the off season to get ready for the game, but they've got to condense everything, so they just want to get these guys tracking the ball, seeing big league pitching, all those things. They're not too concerned about the results tomorrow. They're more concerned about getting guys at bats and getting them comfortable out there as quick as they can. But this is a cram session for the final, as we used to say in the old college days.
Yeah. Max, are you doing okay? Everything okay?
Okay, yeah. Tired, just okay. Yeah, I did the 9 to noon today, and that always throws my body off, you know?
Hey. Real quick, do you think Minneapolis should shovel sidewalks?
Yes.
Or should people, residents, continue to shovel, take responsibility?
Are you talking about residential areas or commercial areas?
Residential areas.
I think residents should, where residents live, residents should shovel because I have to.
Yeah.
At least I'm supposed to.
You're supposed to.
Oh, really?
Hey, I told you it would melt, and it melted this weekend, so I'm not worried.
I saw your mom out there shoveling.
Yeah.
Stop it.
Got her that new shovel for Christmas. It works just fine.
She loves that shovel.
She loves it, man.
You're both awful. We love you, Mikey.
You guys, too. Have a great night.
Bye. Oh, my God. You're both awful.
But she does. It's good exercise.
Both awful. Awful. Reaction with how President Zelensky and his thoughts are today to Congress next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.